goes or the property
the
tax?
The property tax would be for people that, for low income.
So Janessa's estimate was about $15,000.
Oh, I guess that was in her.
Yeah, that was in her email. Mm-hmm. So that's what she, so it wasn't a dramatic amount, but that $15,000 I think is substantial for those folks. I mean, that's a lot of money for them to have to come up with for taxes and such. But
so I guess my question is the process that we have to go through Albert in the legislature, how long it's not something we can just do.
We just bring it up to him.
We just bring it up
to him
and see if he can get a bill. And
if he can get a bill or at some point, if you don't get it through that way, get it assigned to a committee for, you know, if they were going to.
For the next
The decision whether they fund it or not will be part of their budget discussion. Mm-hmm. But the decision whether they authorize counties to fund it would take legislation to authorize it.
Is this a discussion somewhere at the WCCA?
We usually have a round table discussion, and it would.
You know what?
I wouldn't hurt to bring it up and say we're talking about it and see if other counties have. If you get a significant number of counties with similar concerns, then if it does get to the bill stage, it could have priority for WCCA support if it gets to that point.
Okay. Basically, you're asking for authorization. You're not mandating.
Right.
Yeah, counties don't have to participate. Right. This is the argument that we've run into with the Homestead Exemption Act. And we've got counties that say, believe this or not, one county commissioner came up to me and said, yeah, but if the state allows us to do this, my constituents are going to demand it. And I said, yeah. Well, we want to spend our money elsewhere. I mean, so there's a battle internally there. With the Homestead Exemption Act. And this, you might, I don't know, we might run into the same arguments on something like this, but
it's possible.
I think it's a great idea if someone would bring it up during the roundtable to say,
I think
we understand that, you know, property tax relief was not funded by the state this year. We'd like the ability to fund it ourselves, but it'll take a change in legislation.
So that doesn't necessarily have to go through those committees when you have that roundtable.
No,
that's
no.
Just an informal discussion. Yeah.
Everybody comes together. They have a round table and they say, does anybody have anything they'd like to discuss?
So it looks to me like you've printed all that out from Janice.
What's that now?
It looks like you've printed all
that. I have not. I've just got it on my email. Do you guys still have that?
I still have the email. Yeah. So
okay.
I think one of us will approach that
at the round table.
And I guess the answer you're looking for is, I think we should sit down with Albert, somebody.
That was my thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll try and work through it and see where we end up.
Right, if you can get WCCA introduced to it, and then they can start thinking about it.
Just put a bug in other commissioners in.
Yeah, sure.
They start thinking about it.
Then they can talk with their legislators. So if they see this come, then they say, oh, okay, that's what they were talking about back then.
So do we need to invite Albert to one of our meetings? To run this by him or catch him on the street?
They'll be meeting with us. The legislators will meet with us prior to the next session.
It would be good to have Roxanna in, not just Janice, but Roxanna is the one that would be writing the checks, if you will. So we could have Janice and Roxanna involved in that, and we can talk with Albert, well, all of our legislators when they come to visit with us. Have they reached out to us yet?
They haven't. And, you know, Mr. Chairman, as a suggestion, the perfect place to start the discussion is at your meeting this week. And do you guys still have, do you have a legislative committee? I don't know if you do or not.
No.
Or I don't think so. I think your committees are set up differently than. But you can bet that we're seeing a little bit of an impact here, but some of the other counties are going to be seeing a huge impact on that lack of funding. that discussion might happen, and somebody may think that it would be appropriate to take that to committee this summer, as opposed to waiting for a piece of legislation in December or January.
What exact committee would that fall under?
Probably like one of the revenue committees, I would imagine. But anyway, it would, you might, after you've had this meeting this next week, kind of see where the land lays, and then we could invite Albert to come in and you could discuss it with him to see if he'd be interested in sponsoring it. But I bet you'll have some talk.
There'll be.
If your if the assessors are talking about it, you bet there's going to be some talk.
Okay. You guys get a little feedback on it this weekend, and then we can make a plan perhaps to meet with Albert at some point.
It's novel how you did that again.
What's that?
It's novel how he does that. Here's a job. See ya.
Yeah. Exactly. Still, I would trade it for the air quality meeting. You want to trade it?
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
One other thing I forgot to bring up, I should just mention, although there's no, I guess, Stephen's here to hear it if he hadn't already, is that Jonah Energy at 8 o'clock this morning announced their purchase of all assets of Lynn Energy in the county. And the message from Greg Schamber was they expect to significantly ramp up production. So we'll probably be looking at, we'll get probably more report at our next meeting when we meet with Energy, but I think it led me to think we could expect more drill rigs and more activity in the Pineville Anticline. So that could have an impact on tax base.
Wonder how many ad valorem taxes we're going to miss out on.
What's that?
How many ad valorem taxes are we going to get left with?
Well, it'll increase. Oh, you mean if they sell?
Yeah.
It shouldn't change unless they're in bankruptcy or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one more thing, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I missed the meeting, but Mary filled in at the Wildlink. I think she ought to touch base on the Wildlink conversation.
So, yeah. So, if you recall, we had a Wildlink meeting about a month ago, and the product of that was a letter from the Board of County Commissioners inviting the director of YDOT and the colonel from the Highway Patrol and some other folks that are involved with Wildlink. And after the last commissioner meeting, we had that meeting, and it was an utter failure. So we had, it was bad. The director of YDOT couldn't have been ruder. And he up and left, and we basically were told that if we didn't want to play Wildlink with the state, that we could just go do our own thing. And it was pretty much the opinion of Shad, who has been chairing this committee. This committee's been in place for probably 6 years, that's made recommendations to this board about radios and emergency communications and those types of things. And but Shad and I and Casey met, and we discussed where to go from here. We did ask for a funding or for a proposal from the consultant that the committee has used to determine our coverage and that type of thing in the county. I don't know what those, I've only been involved just because of the money, but I don't know what those guys are really going to want to do at this point in time. But we have already spent county money on on radio communications in our county, and so I don't know. It was not a good day. So
I asked Lance Gilhausen this morning what direction he felt it was going to go, and he says we better build our own.
Yeah.
And well, I think also Joe Sharkey was sitting there. So with the wideband stuff, if Joe puts in the back of his mind where else we might need a tower that could work for wideband and Wildlink, maybe we'd be lucky enough to incorporate some of that together.
But yeah, it was. I forgot how mad I was that day.
I remember how mad you were.
Yeah, I was. I called him.
I remember.
Yeah, I called a couple people. And I'm not done yet.
Shouldn't have reminded her.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
Way to stir it up, Tom.
So, with that being said, is this a budget item that will be talked about during that process?
Maybe.
That we're new at?
Perhaps.
Okay.
If we know enough by that time.
If we, okay.
Yeah, maybe. I think there's opportunity for funding out there through Homeland Security and other places.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about wild links primarily for the communications with sheriff, emergency, and fire? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Search and rescue.
The purpose of WildLink is to have interoperability statewide for everybody. And
game and fish is part of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. State agency, you know, and...
Does the rest of the state have similar problems?
No. And the story goes back quite a ways. We've been talking about WildLink for like 20 years. And that's no exaggeration. They started on the east side of the state. We didn't get our towers until, in the last 4 years? And they were told at that point in time that WildLink was all done. It was operating statewide. It's like, really? The west side of the state doesn't have any WildLink towers. So there's been lots and lots of issues with WildLink. But the east side of the state, I think, the thing that brought the whole thing to the table was the state has decided that they are going to charge everyone for use of WildLink. And so we started getting these, what they call faux bills for our use. Well, the annual faux bill for Unified Fire is $30,000. So that doesn't include the sheriff.
And that's going to go up significantly once they start counting by the click.
Yeah, and they count by the click.
Right.
So we had a bit of a discussion about, am I going to click or not, depending on how much it costs? All kinds of things. And those were some of the things that we had asked these guys to come and visit with us about, if we could discuss some of this. And there was no talking about that. It was basically, you're either with us or without us. And
it makes me think that maybe the round table, this would be another good discussion. Am I right or wrong?
It might not be. It might not. You might see what's going on.
Before you bring it up there, visit with Teton and specifically Lincoln County to see where, I'm sure they had similar discussions, wouldn't they have, that what we just did?
More likely. Dave Smith, and he said that the state representative said Teton County was on board, and Dave goes, that was an out-and-out lie.
Right, Teton County is not.
Teton County doesn't have any coverage, so I was going to reach out to them when we were at this.
Teton County has a problem. Lincoln County has a problem.
I feel like especially he was misrepresenting his position.
Well, yeah. And I also know we called Sweetwater County because they were this same group of guys were in Sweetwater County and talked to the commissioners on that Tuesday. Then they came to us on Wednesday morning. And I called down there and I said, so I understand you met with the director of WIDOT. And I said, how'd your meeting go? And said, it didn't go very well. We basically said, why don't you keep taking care of the roads and not worry about WildLink? So I was like, okay, well, sounds like your meeting was as good as ours was. He's been charged with resolving the WildLink issue, which the WildLink issue is a 20-year-old thing that's been rolling around.
And to resolve it, we need permits to put up the towers in the places they need to be.
Well, that's it. You know, and from what we know, they're telling us that we need at least one, probably two more towers in Sula County. We own the three towers that we have.
We're actually in a good spot.
Yeah.
That's just what I was going to say. We've got a good start on this.
Yeah. And we've bought the easements, and we've bought the ground, got the ground and gone through all that.
Put money into the facility, so like at White Pine.
Yeah. On the agenda for that Health, Safety, and Social Services Committee on Thursday, is a Wyolink update and a new PSCC by a lady by the name of Lindy Glode. And then there will
She's a commissioner from Cardinal County.
Okay, and then there will be legislative options to cover Wyolink user fees discussion with Pete Overmuller.
Because what they're planning on doing is pushing those fees back to the county or whoever, the counties, the towns,
yeah, for one more,
whoever participates, and they're going to be hefty.
That'll be an issue for the county.
Why?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
So I'll give you a report on whatever they say.
I haven't responded to anything, so I just can walk in there and sit down.
You got the environment and energy.
Okay. I think that's the direction I'm going to go.
All right, sounds good then.
Thanks, Larry.
Anything else, gentlemen, that you can think of?
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break, and we're going to eat lunch here in the commission room. Yep.
Do we have, when you say we need two more towers, do we have a spot in mind, or if it came to that we would do it?
What these guys from the state had proposed, they showed one of the
this is what
one of the towers they wanted to put up on Monument Ridge.
Okay,
and it's like, okay, I'm the county clerk and I know that doesn't work.
So you can pass it down when you're done.
I'm not any expert at all. It's a roadless area, plus it has no power. How are we going to get there? There's concern about probably more realistic that we put a tower in the southeast corner of the county for better coverage down there. But also we need something in the upper green.
Give it.
So with the consultant that our guys have been working with, has a whole better handle on whatever the state guys have.
That's the correspondence from the Department of Revenue on that property tax relief. Just for your information. Okay. Meeting is adjourned then until 1 o'clock.